Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
With the transmittal break behind them, the members of the Montana legislature are now focused on the budget and adjournment sometime near the end of April. You can tell it's the budget season because busloads of constituents are arriving at the Capitol with t-shirts and buttons reminding lawmakers to invest in their issue. It's interesting how spending money is never viewed as a simple expenditure. At the Capitol, it's always called an investment. And while the budget committee is busy investing, we're busy working on the social issues that drive their investments. I find it amazing that there are so many lawmakers that fail to see the direct connection between the breakdown of the family, Montana's 20% high school dropout rate, and degrading moral values as the leading factors that drive the budget. Over the years, I've heard time and again legislators who say, "Don't bother me with those social bills, I'm only here to fix the budget," as though the two are mutually exclusive. They're not. There's a direct correlation. Single-parent homes drive the welfare budget, and high school dropouts drive the welfare and incarceration budgets. Not to mention that both of these groups typically have lower-paying jobs, leading to lower income tax revenues, which exacerbates the budget problem. It's a vicious cycle, and it all begins with the breakdown of the family and moral values. This is the message that lawmakers received yesterday from Mike McManus, the head of Marriage Savers, a nationwide organization focused on strengthening marriage. He showed how divorce leads to a loss of personal income, decreased health, a shortening of a person's lifespan, and a direct increase in entitlement spending. It's not rocket science, it's a statistical fact, and saying so may not be politically correct, but we need to have this discussion if we're ever going to get a handle on entitlement spending. In a very real sense, this is a moral issue. Yes, we need to help families who are struggling, but we've gone way beyond that. President Ronald Reagan once said that whatever you incentivize, you'll get more of, and right now, government is incentivizing divorce and the breakdown of the family. We're incentivizing cohabitation, and we're incentivizing out-of-wedlock births. And just as President Reagan said, we're getting more of all of them. Aside from the obvious religious moral implications, we're spending so much subsidizing this generation that we're putting the next generation in financial risk. The upside is that I'm beginning to hear legislators sound alarmed. They're torn by the daily influx of people to the Capitol who demand increases in entitlement spending and the fact that not only can we not afford the increases, but even spending at current levels will cause the programs themselves to go bankrupt. Right now, the governor's talking about adding another 70,000 people to the Medicaid rolls, a huge expansion right at a time when the nation is struggling financially, which brings me to another ray of hope, and that's the growing number of lawmakers unwilling to expand state government using federal money that was borrowed. They realize that spending federal money is bad for two reasons. First, it adds to the national debt. And second, when the day of reckoning comes and the federal dollars go away, the state will be left holding the bill. As you can imagine, these are all tough decisions, so I might remind lawmakers of two important sayings. The first is that the borrower is slave to the lender, and the second is, there's no such thing as a free lunch. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.